We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers are closing in on a deal to send star receiver Antonio Brown to Buffalo.
Ian Rappaport is a douche.
Dale Arnold.
Marshawn to Bergeron. He scores! Patrice Bergeron! The streak will go to 18!
Rich Keith.
I didn't want to rub anybody the wrong way, and so I didn't go to, I guess, all the late night shows.
Dale and Keith.
He stuffed Kleenexes into his socks.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Better there than where he could have been stuffing them, though, now that
point.
I think about it.
I don't know if they, well.
Speaking of heightening.
No, that's fair.
Or lengthening.
Yep.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We have solved so many of the world's problems here in hour number one.
I like to think that we have.
And the fact that you were, you know, talking, doing the Val Venus thing, you know, with the towel and,
yeah.
and you know,
what
in the
that?
Shower. And,
yeah.
Because
am
it
I
is,
out of line?
It is International Ladies Day, so
today
Women's
is?
Day. Yeah, International Women's Day.
Oh, good. Well.
So you could do the whole hello,
hello ladies. Is it a coincidence that Captain Marvel is also coming out today? Same day as International Women's Day? I think not.
Can't be.
Don't think so.
By the way, I'd like to know who's in charge of the list.
What list?
Every day. It's like national...
Day?
National Bear Rug Day.
I mean,
it's like, you know...
I think there's like...
National some, Planters
yeah,
Work
Yeah, somewhere
day.
Out there, there's... Well, that's every day if you're not wearing sandals in the shower.
Careful, yeah.
That would be like big holiday. Like somebody is in charge of that, and you have your major holidays. There's like one a month, but then after that, I think you need to like submit why such and such should be a holiday. Because somebody was like, you know what? Like yesterday has to be cereal day. We need a cereal day. And that got approved by
like
big holiday.
There are cynics out there. You are not.
I am
cynic,
not one of them.
But there are cynics out there, for instance, who think that many of the holidays that they talk about out there are simply, you know, perpetrated by the greeting card companies as a way to make money.
Correct.
Mother's Day, Father's Day. We got to sell cards. Let's
Most
go.
Of them, right. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's yeah. Day is like Exhibit A.
Right.
Well,
right.
Today you said is National Women's Day.
That's yes. what we just said.
International.
There's actually also more things that today.
Of
is
course.
Oh, it's not limited to the one. I feel
no.
like there should be one. You have 365 days. That's how many holidays, and then get out of here with the rest of them.
So it's International Women's Day.
That's
but
what
there's
we've...
four other national things involved
oh.
with
oh,
today.
Well, see, there, oh, see, then it's a different list.
Anything worth mentioning?
Definitely. National Peanut Cluster Day.
You know, I was wondering
what
when that
say?
Was coming.
Peanut Cluster Day?
It's a tasty treat, Keith.
What else
I
do
don't
you have?
Know.
National Tartar Sauce Day.
Today's Tartar Sauce
let's
Day?
Let's not mix those two.
Wait, today's Tartar Sauce Day. I didn't realize. Can we get a whole bunch of fish in here? I think we should. They probably got great
Fridays
deals.
If you're, you know, partaking in the Lenten season.
I am,
you can't
I am.
Eat meat, so
yep.
get
don't
some
give
fish.
It up working out for.
I took out the gym right out of there.
Well, you know, now you can eat some fish. We'll get some tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce day.
Not the a better compliment than like a fried fish.
Tartar sauce all around. Let me get
the
tartar sauce
one,
for the
you
table.
You should have taken notice before you sent your email last
Uh-oh.
Night. National Proofreading Day.
Proofreading
his,
day.
His email was fine, thank you. There was
yeah.
only one of us who had an issue reading it.
That would be you. All right, so some good holidays today. So celebrate accordingly.
See, I want to know who's in charge of that list.
I don't know.
Who gets to decide today is National Proofreading Day?
You think
day?
It's the FBI or the CIA? It's got to be one of the two.
I think it's some guy in his basement.
According to Rossi, it'd be,
in
the,
Revere.
It'd be the lizard people doing it.
Well, tomorrow is National
charge.
Get Over It Day, so I'll get over your email then.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to tomorrow then.
National Get Over Day is
yeah.
high on my list
yeah.
too.
Right. And we can all take part.
617-779-7937. We will... delve into the political realm a little bit later on in the program. I'm thinking probably noon 30 is our week in review. But we'll at some point
yes,
today
we'll get there.
We will you know depart from the normal Dale and Keith realm.
I am nervous.
Well,
to see how this is
and let's
go.
Be honest, we had a mini version of this earlier and you dove headfirst right into this topic.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We'll see how it goes.
All right, 617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
How are you?
Hey.
Man, this is spectacular what's going on with the Bruins right now. Maybe the Celtics take a little field trip next door and and, you know, check in on a morning skate every once in a while to see what a winning atmosphere looks like.
Yeah, maybe Bruce Cassidy could speak to the Bruins or something. Or, I'm sorry, to the Celtics. Or get Bergeron to speak to the Celtics. That might help.
Maybe get Kevin Miller out to beat them all up. Okay, my main point that I want to get to about Robert Kraft, if you guys don't mind me switching topics. I mean, this guy's loading up like OJ. You're talking about bringing a flamethrower to a slap fight. Like, you know, what if, and I know this is irresponsible for me to throw it out there, but what if, right? He's a lot deeper into this than we all think that's been reported, that any charges have been come across to. You know, you get a big time lawyer like that guy who defended that horrible monster. And you know,
Epstein, yeah, no, I know, Mike, and there's been nothing connecting him to anything bigger. But I said this the other day when we found out yet another lawyer that's on there.
Yesterday,
it just seems a little odd, right? Like everybody else that's involved, you know, all the other names on the list. I'm sure they're just reaching out to whatever their one attorney is, and they're going to try to handle the misdemeanor charges.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, he's assembling a dream team over here.
I mean, I could represent him to, Your Honor, we'll pay the fine, and let's move this thing on here.
Yeah, I could throw a suit on, go down there, bring a briefcase, and be like, hey.
Do you actually own a briefcase?
I'd get one, Dale, for this. If he hired me, I'm sure I'd get a little per diem. Get a suitcase.
A little per diem.
A briefcase, I mean, and get down there and be like, not guilty, Your Honor. And then they're like, all right, slap on the wrist, and then you're out the door.
It was puzzling. And this whole obvious, I shouldn't say it's puzzling. It seems fairly clear that he's going to war with this thing.
Yeah.
He is going to fight this thing tooth and nail, and there's one of two reasons. One is he's innocent, and, you know, you're damn right I'm going to fight it. I'm not guilty of what they're charging me of.
Or they just know they can win on some technicality. Right? I mean, because
I heard Lou was talking about this yesterday, and we've all got that guy, that friend, you know, who gets busted for DUI,
mm-hmm.
knows he was, you know, three sheets to the wind, but I got a guy who's going to be able to get me out of this thing.
Right. No, that's true. And that's why you say, all right, there's a lot of issues kind of with this case. It seemed like at the very beginning, there was all kind of details out there, and they got everybody's attention with the human trafficking. And then since then, all right, well, that's kind of...
hasn't been a lot of that in there.
That's diminished a little bit. And then, oh, by the way, Robert Kraft was with the owner and the manager of the place and not one of the workers. And then so now it's starting to change a little bit. But I still think from the outside, you know, and we talked about this a little bit on Monday, like he was already getting the Saturday Night Live treatment. Like he's already, like people have already made up their minds on this. You have that lady that has the petition going that talked to OMF. Like it almost doesn't matter what the end result is as far as, you know, guilty, not guilty, no contest, whatever. People have already decided what they think of him.
I'm curious to see. Now, the next court date is March 28th. And by the way, despite all reports to the contrary, he does not have to appear.
What a mess yesterday, huh?
Oh, my God.
You know, he does have to be there.
They're going to arrest him if he's not there.
There's like, no, just the original thing that was out there was that he doesn't have to go. That was weeks ago.
Which was the truth.
And that is, yeah, because that was all over the place. I saw all different websites, TV shows, everything was saying that he does. And then they had to correct it.
So March 28th is the next court date. It's his arraignment. Did you bring this troika of lawyers traipsing, by the way, with briefcases that they already own?
Oh, they're nice briefcases. Oh, how expensive are their briefcases, you think?
I mean,
probably
Louis Vuitton briefcases.
I was
going
to say the Rolls Royce of briefcases.
So they're going to go lugging these into the Palm Beach court.
That alone might get them, you know, found not guilty. Just watching these guys walk in there with their $10,000 suits and their briefcases. It does seem like a bit much, though. Like a bit, like one of those guys couldn't handle it. He's going to get three, and I'm not...
Any one of the three?
He may add a fourth. Like, if we find out today he added somebody else, would that shock you?
No.
Of course not. So, we'll see. And then, I think...
Jose Baez?
He's next on the list. Probably put in a phone call to him. Now, do you think after the 28th, that's maybe when you get a decision by the league of what kind of punishment? Or maybe even after, like later than that?
I'm going to guess that they're going to wait until... All the legal stuff is done.
Yeah.
Everything is done, whatever it is. He's been acquitted. They've dropped the charges. He's accepted his punishment. Whatever the parameters are of what can happen.
I think there's,
when that's all over with.
I still think there's no chance he's there for game one.
I would agree.
Right, because there's so much. So even if they keep pushing these things or moving dates, I mean, they're not going to open the season till, what, the first week in September. So you got 6 months to figure this out. So I think there'll be some sort of ruling by Goodell and the league by then.
So most of the defenses that we've heard for Robert Kraft, most of them have been the so-called technicality defenses. You know,
right.
Did the warrant stipulate that they could have cameras in there? Is there audio on the videotape? I mean, it's the technicality defense. Can they prove he paid for this service rather than that service? How do you know? I mean, there's the Wiggy, you know, maybe he's in a relationship defense.
Yeah, I don't love that one.
A little further out there.
And the video still exists.
And
the video's still out there.
That's the key to this whole thing is that video still exists.
Yeah.
And even the people who give us the technicality defenses, I've never heard one of them who has called or written and said, he didn't do this.
Do you know of anybody who believes
he didn't do this?
No. I mean, you can twist yourself into a pretzel and really try to, you know, go outrageous, but that's just you're not looking at any of the facts that have been given here. So everybody believes that he's done it, and I would think Robert Kraft knows what he's done, but it's more of a, all right, how can you still get out of it? How can you get, you know, all these best lawyers, and they'll figure out a way for you to avoid even community service and, you know, a fine and whatever else that he could be facing.
617-779-7937. Mike's on the cell. Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys?
Mike. How are you?
Good, good. No, you guys have been saying about this whole dream team, the Kraft hired. You know, what is the team look like down in Florida? Like, these guys that are going to prosecute him. I mean, these can't be, you know, people of that stature. You know, what are they thinking, you know, when they're ready to go to battle with people like this?
Well, again, it seems like a fairly... Anyway, Mike, I've got a videotape in my hand.
All right. If they really do have the videotape, I believe them that they do, but who knows? Strange things have happened. I think what we've heard
pick these guys apart, you know? Like, these guys are not up to the level that, you know, Kraft is bringing to the table. These are probably just some run-of-the-mill guys down there in the district court in Florida, and, you know, they are going to find every single, microcosm, you know, and bring it up on these guys. And
I mean, I would say that the evidence seems to be in their favor, though.
Mike, do you believe he did it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So
if he thought like a regular Patriots fan, he would have bought an island, got a boat, and had a film crew there, and he would have got positive publicity from that. Never mind all
what, a fire it. Festival? He would have gotten Ja Rule on board. He would have been out there. Yeah,
Ja Rule's going to do Fire Festival too, you know.
No, he's not.
He says he is. He's not going to call it Fire Festival because that name's sort of toxic
now. Did you see when he did the halftime show for the Bucks?
Oh.
It was unbelievable. He's like, everybody ready? Dead silent. And he goes, all right, I guess not. And then that was it. It was horrible.
Oh. How do you bring that baby back out if you're Ja Rule?
I don't understand. I don't get it.
I guess there's something for everyone out there. What the hell? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're diving into politics.
Oh, boy.
And
good, because I've been doing a lot of studying up on this stuff.
A lot of research.
This is going to be my level of expertise coming your way.
We're going there next. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
Falls Count Anywhere Friday, that means Rossi gets to play all of his wrestling themes.
Sure does.
Oh boy, when you get to trot out the old theme from Raw, it gets...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Especially exciting.
He was so fired up back there. Like, he was like, I've never seen Rossi this happy.
We just cannot ignore.
You can't ignore it.
And you know, there was a lot going, there's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Mm-hmm. And there's debate about the wall. And
sure.
International relations and the economy. But there was a bit of a debate that broke out on the floor of the United States House of Representatives yesterday that really caught our eye.
I would just like to add, in 2016, when the Census and the Federal Register had asked for comment on this, 77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision. Everyone else wanted to change this out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at Nickelback's your favorite band, I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. Clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
Take a shot at Nickelback there, huh?
Democrats and Republicans.
Is that where the split is?
The split between Democrats and Republicans is apparently on the virtues and values of Nickelback.
Like, you know how there's, like religious kind of rock? Like, there's, like, God rock? This is horrible.
This is
terrible. I don't care what your politics are.
So
this
Fox
is bad
News.
Fox News
ran a poll this morning about, you know.
But do they appeal to Republicans? Is that one of it?
Yes. Well, that's my point. Is Fox News ran a poll this morning and said, what do you think of Nickelback? Do you approve of Nickelback? Like, 87% of the Fox News respondents said yes.
Yeah, that is
so Republicans.
That seems very high.
Nickelback, Democrats.
Yeah,
not Nickelback.
But there's also a difference too, and this is a significant difference: being a fan of a band and also having that band be your favorite.
Well,
band.
The one guy said one of the great bands of the 90s.
Well, that seems outrageous because weren't they really more of a 2000s band? Ross, you're a music guy, but I feel like they may have formed in the 90s. But that's
no, they
not
are
even
2000s
right.
band.
Yes,
Representative Randy Davis, Republican from Illinois.
Oh boy.
Is the guy who said, why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Why can't we as a society?
He, by the way, had to admit to having a Nickelback song on his running playlist.
Oh, so that's a brag too about the running playlist. It couldn't just be my playlist. His running playlist. It's like, okay, Hero, you work out a little bit.
But Hero, good song with Nickelback.
Oh God.
Featuring Josie
Scott.
Take it back.
I just wish that Republicans and Democrats could at least meet in the middle on some
Nickelback.
Major topics. Yeah, Nickelback sucks. It's okay to say it.
Well, that's not meeting in the middle.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And
it
both
is
sides agree. It's a trash
group. Change my name. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop.
Now, this is the true story. I swear this is true. In all the time we've worked together,
this is awful.
I have no idea about your political leanings.
Yes.
I don't know and
you know what?
Don't care.
You know what, Dale? Neither do I.
Some of the callers do, though, Keith.
Oh, they know where my politics are.
But
no,
we, truthfully, we now know.
Yes. That's right. I hate Nickelback.
You obviously
are
a left-leaning Democrat.
Huge Democrat.
A liberal lefty because
this,
you hate Nickelback.
Now, would you say, if you had... Wait, are we kidding? I don't even know what the argument for Nickelback is.
When this song came out, there was no argument, though. This is way before everybody. This is a universally loved song.
I'll admit this because I never lie on the air.
Ever.
I have one Nickelback song that I liked, and it was on like a compilation CD that I got. It was like some heavy metal rock. They somehow snuck onto there. I doubt you even have it because you're only playing the garbage songs that are on the radio.
I will admit to having one.
You have one that you like?
I like one Nickelback song a lot.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
so if you had a vote in that poll and it was simply Nickelback fan yes, Nickelback fan no, you would say...
I would say no.
Okay, then you're also a Democrat.
Except... For one.
Picture Dale getting this car at 2 o'clock.
Woo! Maybe the weekend! Yeah!
Now you have to admit.
You were driving behind a convertible on the way into work today.
I did today.
You can pop the top down for this song. Let the hair fly in the breeze. Pull up at the red light, look over at the ladies. Like, what do you think of this?
Texter's,
rocking to some back right
Texter
now.
Texter says, Canadians hate Nickelback, and they're from there.
Exactly. That Chad Kroeger is an interesting looking man. Not for me to really, you know, put that out there, but that's just a fact. That's just a fact.
He's a good looking gentleman.
Do you have the one song that I like, Rossi, or do you not even get that one? Leader of Men? It's the only song that you can listen to the whole thing. I don't think it's that, like... Rossi seems to like Nickelback. Shime likes Nickelback.
Love Nickelback.
Oh, no, no.
He drops a loves on us.
Loves.
Drops a loves Nickelback. This is the one song that actually kind of rocks a little bit.
Nice jam. The Raw theme does kind of rock.
You're only because you're associating it with Monday Night Raw. That's the only reason why.
Probably.
Look at this. It sounds like a different band.
This is the best song. This rocks.
Let it get to the chorus, Rossi.
I don't know if it's edited. I'm a little nervous.
Don't you work in rock radio? You don't talk over the guys. You don't talk over the lyrics.
This isn't rock radio.
This would be. Give him a spin next time you're in there, would you? Wait, he's going to rock your socks off. Hold on to your socks.
I'm waiting.
He's about to rock them off.
It's going
to
happen soon?
Yeah. No, another minute or two. It's the buildup. The crescendo is coming. I'm telling you, you're like, this isn't the same band.
I thought this was Staind. Are you sure it's not Staind?
That might be a Staind. Maybe Aaron Lewis is a backup vocal here. Or are you skipping ahead?
Yeah, you said 2 minutes. I'm not saying.
Well, I don't remember offhand. Boy, it's a nice slow build.
We gotta pay ASCAP and BMI fees based on how much of this you're playing.
What? Look at this. What?
Get ready.
Turn up, Rocky. Look at that. Not bad. Huh? Headbanging.
This sounds good. This is before they were popular.
Right. Then they sold out like every other band out there.
Just listen to the Silver Side Up album, Keith.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
They're great in concert, too, by the way.
Oh, God, he's been to their concerts.
Who's been to see Nickelback?
Honestly, Shime is right. They put, like, we're not throwing beers into
the stands. Like, they're a blast.
Okay. Women on stage eating bananas. Well, it's bizarre.
Let's circle back to that.
Let's just work through this.
What'd you say? Yeah,
Women eating bananas on
stage.
That's
part of the show?
That's part of the show I saw.
By the way, that song that you just heard, which is their best song, that did come out in the 90s. So then once they got to the 2000s, that's when they really just turned into...
Just took right off.
Took off. But they are sort of the punching bag. Like anytime anybody is trying to come up with an example for a terrible band, yeah, it's this.
I don't think we could fundamentally disagree more on anything.
Oh, my God.
No, I bet you on Holy Smokes you guys could.
Yeah, Holy Smokes we couldn't really come to an agreement on. You also really enjoyed Maroon 5.
I do.
Not the halftime show, necessarily.
No, I like
but just
classic
them as...
Maroon 5, though. New Maroon 5 is give or take.
Yeah, I would say so. Is Nickelback still a band?
Yes.
Okay. Still pumping out the good content?
Playing at a Holiday Inn in Revere.
That'd be a nice take. I heard they have women eating bananas.
I don't think they do that in Revere.
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's not for me. I'd be a no on that one.
By the way, if you're wondering, the original debate was criminal justice amendment to end the practice of prison gerrymandering. And somehow they ended up in a heated debate about the virtues of Nickelback.
Well, that's what he tried to be funny. He tried to slip in like a Nickelback burn. And then the one guy who is like got the whole collection is like, oh, hold on a second. I really don't like that comment. And then it ends up being a Fox News poll where 87% of the people who weighed in said they are a fan of
Fox
Nickelback.
News. Big Nickelback fans on Fox News.
That is bad.
From Wisconsin. I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box. I enjoy debating back and forth, and it's always good to have some good humor on the floor of the House. And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis. Oh. I was ridiculed by that when I posted my playlist one time. And I know some in this chamber, even up at the dais, are still laughing about that.
Yes, we
posted his running playlist? I don't care what's on it. You should get made fun of for that. I hear this and I go, I only got another half mile to go. I push through, listen to the back. Nothing gets you fired up for a run like this. Oh, my God. What? Like, I'm not just saying it to say it. It's bad. The music's bad.
There are very few Nickelback offerings that would make my list.
It's not very good.
And pretty much the Raw theme is it for me.
Now, was the lead singer married to Avril Lavigne?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, do you guys know
the fact that you know that troubles me.
It's in the pop culture realm.
That was a power couple for a few years.
It really was. Now, do you know the theory on Avril Lavigne?
Try that one more time.
Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. So Craig Kilborn. So one time she was presenting at like the Grammys and she said David Bowie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She was like, and like, you know, one of the nominees is David Bowie. So then Craig Kilborn kept calling her Avril Lavigne. So anyway. But so the theory on her, this is like a Keefspiracy that's out there.
Uh-huh.
is that at some point, I forget what year, she died and then was replaced with a, you know, with like a replica version.
With a clone.
With a clone. So the Levine that you see today is not the original. That's like a real theory that's out there. I don't know if I buy into it necessarily.
No, but it was didn't it's she, strong. Like, there's a lot of reasons for it, too.
Right. Oh, you can look into it.
The voice. Her voice changed from song to song over like a three-year span. That usually doesn't happen.
That's a good one. I mean, well, there's smoke, there's fire with these things.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, there's holy smoke, there's fire. You got to look into that.
Which we've just confused Shime with.
So I don't know which one Chad Kroeger was married to, but it was one of them. I'll figure it
no
out.
No longer together.
Because she's gone.
Further congressional investigation to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, because she's gone. Maybe that might have been also part of the reason for the theory. Maybe it was that. Maybe they got a divorce. She's like, wait a minute. You may look a lot like her, but you're not her. You don't know our secrets. You're different.
And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist.
So that's really promising. That might be the worst thing anybody has ever said on the show.
No. In the history of the United States Congress.
It could be.
That might be the worst thing ever said.
That was hard to hear.
On the floor of the House of Representatives. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. I feel better that we've delved into politics today.
I think we all weighed in. So both producers, pro-Nickelback, both hosts, anti-Nickelback.
Well, except for one song. We each like one song.
We each like one.
Different songs, yeah, but we each like one Nickelback song.
Well, they do have a lot of tracks. They've made a lot of CDs. Yeah, this is okay.
Starts in the left channel. Drums come in the right channel.
Oof. Blows. Mixed and produced with the best of them. This is incredible.
I just imagine Dale driving to this now, and it's making my whole day.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Busts out the leather jacket. He's ready to roll.
Oh, my God. That's a funny.
Keith mentioned this. I will say this. I'm driving to work this morning, and I get passed by this Mustang because, you know, I'm not in that big a hurry to get here. So
taking your sweet time.
This Mustang blows by me on 495. And the guy's tooling along in his Mustang.
Yeah, listening to the back.
With the top down on his convertible.
It was 20 degrees
this
morning.
So I quickly look at the dashboard of my car, and it says 22 degrees. And here's this guy.
Yeah.
Mustang with the top down. So I had to speed up.
Oh, of course you did.
So they catch up to that guy.
Yeah, you tweeted that out.
Because I wanted to get a picture of the guy. So I said, it's March 8th. It's 22 degrees out. But sun's out, guns out. Here we go.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
And I bet he had Nickelback blaring.
Oh, that's the kind of guy that has a running playlist. For sure he has a running playlist. Driving the car,
22 degrees.
Was he wearing like a hat or anything?
No.
That's outrageous.
Now, he didn't have a tank top on. That would have been the ultimate hardo move.
That would have been pretty good.
He'd been tooling along in his tank top and his shorts.
This guy's problem. Yeah, there's something going on with that guy.
You're driving.
I hope he's all right.
You're driving a Mustang with the top down in March when it's 22.
Nope.
There is a girl somewhere you are really trying to impress.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on your way to her house right now.
Oh, yeah.
And she's looking out the window saying,
I'm not getting in there.
I'm not getting in that car with this guy.
Not doing it. Yeah, that seems like a psychopath.
It was just something that puzzled me. Yeah. Eric's calling from work. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up?
I was going to say, and you can ask me my opinion, too, but I was going to ask you guys, if you guys had to choose one guy from everyone that works at WEI to be your wingman, who would it be?
Dale.
Rich.
And I would choose Mark James because he's kind and predatorial and a good, nice guy.
Kind and predatorial?
I mean, I guess
he's predatorial?
Predatorial. Yes, I mean, predatorial. I guess that is a sweet combo, Eric. You've obviously taken a lot of thought into that. We'll pass that along to Mark James for you.
Thank you. He's a nice guy. He's tall, too.
He is tall. Great point.
Good point there.
And he wears T-shirts sometimes.
Is
you guys wouldn't use each other as wingmen.
Nothing. Can't hardly wait. Nothing.
Is it oxymoronic to be kind and predatorial?
Yeah. Well, yes, I think it is. Well,
No, it's not. Actually, it's not. I watched the Michael Jackson documentary this week.
Can
apparently be both kind and predatorial.
So,
by
Eric
the way,
I
wouldn't want Mark James to be lumped into that category.
As his wingman. It's a good question, Rossi. Who would your wingman be?
That's a really tough question. Eric with a real good question
that
this week.
That is the question of the week.
So
really
if I'm going with
through.
Just on-air staff,
yeah,
I'm going to probably go Lou. I think Lou would really.
Lou?
Lou or Christian, because Christian would make them laugh.
Former athletes, that helps.
That does.
That definitely helps. There's a presence about Fourier, too.
I think
he's
Fourier would want
tall,
to help.
Like Mark James.
Yeah, wears T-shirts.
Sometimes. So that's good question, Eric. We've put a lot of thought into it.
Something to ponder.
Keith said he never lies on the air. I don't think you're bringing Dale out to be a wingman. No Why disrespect not? To Dale. I don't think Dale's bringing Keith.
What do you mean?
I absolutely would.
What's wrong with you?
Who else would I bring?
Yeah.
Glenn? Well,
I might bring Mutt. Because
you're taller than him?
Guy shorter than me. You know, I might go with
Come
that
on.
One.
Yeah, that's true.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Head bobbing right now. Head snapping up and down.
Yeah, these guys were great. I don't know if they are anymore, but they were great.
They're back, actually,
Matt Hardy, Matt Hardy looks better now.
Matt Hardy does. Jeff Hardy's had a lot of life experience.
He's been rid hard and put up wet.
Yeah, I would say so. But some of their matches were as good as there ever was. That tables, ladders, and chairs match, whatever, with the Dudleys and Edge and Christian, is like the greatest thing of all time.
Matt Hardy looks like, if I were a more cynical person.
I'm listening.
I would suggest that there might be some chemical stuff going on here.
Stephen Wright? He and Stephen Wright have been hanging out?
No, it didn't work for Stephen Wright quite the way it's worked for Matt Hardy.
No, but Matt Hardy's never failed any tests.
That we know of.
Well, actually, I don't know
He's
if that's
not
true.
Doing anything right now, is he?
I don't
he?
Know if that's true. Yeah.
They just have to do a better job of keeping it quiet there.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. Kiefer Madness, 12:30, our week in review. As we've got a bunch of stuff.
So much to get to, Dale. Looking forward to it.
So much to get to.
So much.
So
little time.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Arthur's in New Hampshire. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, guys. So I got a hypothetical. If the Celtics get the 3 seed, if they rally to the 3 seed, who you got going deeper, the Bruins or the Celtics?
Maybe the same. It honestly might be the same because...
Bounced in the second round?
Yeah, they both might win a round and then lose in the second.
You don't think the Bruins can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I do, but I just think they have to
play
Tampa.
They've got to beat the best team in hockey. They've got to beat the Golden State Warriors of the NHL to do that.
Because if the Celtics get to the 3 seed, they are guaranteed to win the first round because they would play either Detroit or Brooklyn... Maybe Miami, but probably Detroit or Brooklyn's. And they would have home court in that, so they would absolutely win that. They are currently 2 games behind Indiana, and they're 1.5 games behind Philly. But either way, no matter how you slice it, they're going to have to face Toronto on the road or Milwaukee on the road in the second round. So I don't see them going...
I think you're right. The situations are pretty similar in that case.
They are kind of similar, but it's too bad because overall, like when you look at the league... The Bruins are the second best team in hockey. The Celtics are not the second best team in basketball, but because of the way the seeding is and the way they do things in both sports, they may go just as far. But if I had to pick one team that I had more confidence in, it's definitely the Bruins, even though they play the much better opponent in round 2.
Joe's on the cell. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I want to start on a light note. Saw Captain Marvel last night. I'll give it like a B. It's pretty good. Captain Marvel.
Oh, you gave it a B. Okay, I'm going tomorrow. Looking forward to
it. Gave it a B.
All right.
Good. Goose the cat steals the show.
All right, enough.
All right. Yeah, no spoilers. I don't want to hear a thing about
it.
But thank you anyway, Joe.
Okay. Keith.
Yes.
What facts are you talking about?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Regards to Robert Kraft and why someone can't presume his innocence.
The facts, I would say, are they know that he went in there, they have video of the acts performed on him, and they have video of him giving money. I think those are three that jump out.
Do they actually have a video, though?
Well, they say they do, so I'll take their word for it.
They say, well, you take their word for it, that means you must think that it's also human trafficking, because that's also their word.
Sure, I guess that's true, but I mean, reading all the stuff, like the affidavits and all that stuff, that part doesn't say human trafficking, but that part does say... 10:59, he walked into the spa. 11:13, he left the spa. It talks about all the details in there. It seems like they do have that part, but that's how I view it.
I understand all of what you're saying. I do. But if people weren't there, right, they can't just go off of what these people are saying. They put too much false information out here. At first, Robert Kraft's encounter took place with one of the younger women in the place. Now we're talking about it being one of the older women, one of the owners, possibly.
Right, because they have video of that. That's why they know that.
What I'm saying to you is that you don't feel like there's too much inaccurate information for anybody to properly have a presumed guilty, like, opinion of?
Oh, no, Joe, I absolutely think there's a chance he could be found not guilty, but it's going to be a technicality. It's going to be some sort of loophole. I mean, just based on everything that you've seen, do you think that he did this?
Do I think that he did what?
Do you think...
What he's being accused of. We
don't have to get really specific here, Joe. Do you think he paid for a woman or women to perform a sexual act on him?
No, I don't think that he paid for him to perform a sexual act on him. If you look at the first... You're certainly one of a small few.
You're the one... Honest to God, Joe, I'm not even arguing with you. You're the one guy I've heard who said, I don't think he did it.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say that is because the information they put out in regards to the first visit, all right... The sexual act didn't take place until after the alleged massage or the alleged sexual act, and then he peeled off some money as a tip would be concerned.
Okay, how about the second day?
The second day,
who's to say that they didn't have a conversation about him coming back?
The more money being exchanged. He paid at the beginning and at the end.
Joe, the second day, they didn't even pretend there was a massage.
There was zero massage happening.
Point. Who's to say that during the first encounter, after it went so well for Robert Kraft, considering he didn't know what was going to happen, who's to say that he said, well, I enjoyed this. Maybe we could do this again sometime. And she agreed. What I'm saying is that...
It sort of sounds like he might have a relationship with this person.
That's not solicitation. If there's an agreement...
All right, so in other words, Joe, you're back to the technicality defense.
It's not a technicality. It's a legal... situation. Like, you guys keep using technicality.
So do you think a sex act was performed on him or no?
It's not... Sex acts aren't illegal.
Do you... No, but so can we... I'm just trying to get a baseline here. You think that was performed on him? Okay, so at least you admit that. Okay, great.
And do you believe that money changed hands?
In regards to an act of solicitation?
No, money. No, money.
I just asked the question. Did money change? Okay, yes. Okay, right, well, yeah, then that's illegal.
No, it isn't. Solicitation is the asking of a sexual favor for money. That is not actually just handing someone money. That is not solicitation.
I feel like he paid for it. Maybe where you and I disagree. And I don't know why you're so... What's the point of defending him so much and being... It's one thing I can understand if Bill Belichick or Tom Brady or somebody is going through this and they might get punished and it's going to affect you on the field. But I'm confused as to why you would be so adamant that he did nothing wrong here. Because in the grand scheme of things, what's it going to matter for the team? Like, this is taking, the fandom to the next level.
And you asked the question, why is he putting together this dream team? Now three high-powered, high-priced attorneys that we know of. Who knows? Maybe he'll add
maybe
more.
Another one today.
And you asked a very legitimate question. Why are you doing this? And the only thing I came up with... Two things. One, he's innocent. And damn it, we're going to fight this thing, and I'm going to prove I'm innocent. I didn't do this.
Right.
Or two, that damn tape better not get out there.
Yeah, that to me would be priority. And we've said this all along. Priority number one. And even the highest paid defense team may not be able to guarantee that thing doesn't see the light of day. Because that might be... I think there's a good chance
because
that...
Because don't we agree that whatever Roger Goodell does to Robert Kraft... It will go up exponentially if the tape comes out.
Yes. Yeah, because it's all about, he loves the integrity of the game and he loves all of that stuff. So Robert Kraft could be found not guilty down in Florida and the tape doesn't get out and he still is going to get punished. So then if you add to it, all right, well, now the tape is out and now it's a topic of conversation once again, that's going to breathe a whole lot of life into the story, then he's definitely going to get punished even more so.
Bubba's in Connecticut. I particularly like talking to Bubba. People named Bubba.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great. How are you?
So I got two things. One is the Nickelback thing. Chad Kroeger actually has been voted the ugliest man in rock and roll multiple times.
I'm sitting here looking at a picture of him. I think that's harsh.
Yeah. Have you seen the Ramones?
He is kind of hard to look at.
Iggy Pop.
He's my aunt's dream man.
I'm sorry, Shem?
He's my aunt's
dream man is Chad Kroger?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but I do think the ugliest man in rock and roll is a bit overstated.
She has a fetish for bridge trolls.
No, she just says he's a handsome guy.
Yeah, well,
all right. Go
what's her,
go
ahead, Bubba.
Like, purists,
anyway.
A lot of music purists, you know, they like, or metal, I should say. You think of a band like Pantera. Well, Nickelback actually did a tribute for Dimebag Darrell after he was killed. The only band that did that, which is scary because half of America hates them, half of them love them, and Dimebag's brother, Vinny, gave them samples of Dime playing a guitar in the studio to put on that song.
Oh, Bubba, you've kind of swung me a little bit.
No,
I do like that.
No,
you get Pantera on board? You get Pantera on board?
Oof. How about that?
That's hard for me to hear as somebody who does not like Nickelback at all, but that is a touching tribute. Well, when you lose Dimebag, you got to do something. These guys bring the noise every time. Nothing soft about Pantera.
Yeah.
Is that true, though?
Finding a power ballad from Pantera.
I don't think that's true that Nickelback is the only one that paid tribute to him.
No.
There's no way that's true. But anyway.
He's as adamant about defending Nickelback as the previous caller was in defending what happened in Jupiter, Florida.
There's nothing illegal about sex. It's like, yeah, we know that.
Well,
so we said
telling that to my wife.
Thank you,
And I'm sorry I said that with my outside the head
Good
voice,
Lord,
too.
Dale.
Jared's on the cell phone. Hey, Jared.
Jared.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh, good. So back to Nickelback. I never thought I'd ever say that in my life.
Yeah, right.
But,
same.
That whole ugliest guy in rock, if you listen to some interviews between him and the singer from Slipknot, they can't stand each other.
Ooh, so
Slipknot was talking about he won the sexiest man in rock and he wears a mask.
I love Slipknot, Jared. So that is a fight that Nickelback
so
will
much.
Not win. Yeah, Corey Taylor from Slipknot. Yep. Those guys all wear the mask, but he pops the mask off for Stone Sour when he's doing that kind of thing. So there you go.
You just got to listen to the interviews between the two of them, Mark, like going back and forth, just talking trash on each other. It's great.
I would have to be pretty bored to do that, Jared, but I appreciate that anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean,
no, hey, I'm
in no defense of Nickelback at all. So.
Good.
Sounded
good.
Like you kind of were, but
no,
it's
he
okay.
wasn't. He was saying that's he's the ugliest guy in rock. That is a distinction. You'd rather be the ugliest guy in rock than the second ugliest guy in rock. That guy doesn't get a lot of attention.
Somewhere Rick Ocasek's going, whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
Dodge a bullet.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're the guy. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Bottom of the hour, Kiefer Madness. Our week in review is upcoming. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.